When did you first meet Helen?
It was many years ago in London. I was a postgraduate student then, and she came there to give a course of lectures on Russian literature. It seems to me I've known her for ages.
Has she been abroad since then?
Yes, many times. She's translated and edited some very interesting books.
And where's her husband?
She's a widow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She doesn't look her age, does she?
How old is she?
I never ask women about their age. A woman is as old as she looks.
And a man?
A man is as old as he feels.
Who are we waiting for?
Our sociologist.
He's interviewing university students. But he interviewed them yesterday.
Yes, he did. Yesterday and the day before yesterday.
As far as I know, he has interviewed about 30 students so far.
And today, he's been interviewing the young people since 3 in the afternoon.
Rather a lot, isn't it?
Well, he's studying the interests of youth. He needs it for his thesis.
A week ago or so, I was also interviewed by a British sociologist.
What questions were you asked?
All sorts. For example,
what's your opinion of young people today?
What's the most popular newspaper with young people?
What newspapers and magazines do you subscribe to?
What section of a newspaper are you most interested in? Sport? Fashion? Politics?
Are you keen on painting?
Are you interested in the arts? Which in particular?
Which do you prefer? Ballet, drama, the circus, or musical concerts?
Do you care for the cinema?
Are you fond of classical music?
How often do you go out for the evening?
How much time do you spend watching TV?
Do you enjoy disco dancing?
Do you enjoy doing sports? Swimming, skating, skiing, gymnastics?
Do you jog in the morning?
What do you hate doing?
What are you going to do 5 years from now?
What are your priorities this year?
Who are your favorite contemporary writers?
By the way, do you like poetry?
Who are your favorite poets?
It's difficult to say. It might be Burns or Byron, Tennyson or Kipling. Each of them creates his own world.
For instance, Burns is unique for the melody of his verses, for the wisdom and sense of humor.
I like this one. My love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune.
It's like music.
Perfect recitation.
Robert Burns was an interesting personality. He was born into a farming family in 1759. Robert's father worked hard, but he died in poverty. Burns then received some elementary schooling.
He was fond of Shakespeare and Milton. He studied world geography, English grammar, some physics, astronomy, and botany.
On the whole, Robert Burns was well educated for his times.
He was a man of character.
A man of principle and a brilliant talker. He was a bitter satirist and a rebel against the social order in his country. He wanted justice for his people.
We're proud of him.
I admire his love songs.
Robert Burns wrote, "There is certainly some connection between love, music, and poetry."
And he fell in and out of love several times.
But I think his true love was Jean Armour.
Did they get married?
It's a long story. The fact is, her father was strongly against their marriage. They had to part. However, 2 years later, he married her, and they had twins.
He died rather young, at the age of 37.
I'm afraid we must be going. We've been waiting for Russell too long.
Can we leave a note for him?
Good idea.
No need! Here I am! Sorry I kept you waiting. There are days when everything goes wrong. First I got stuck in the lift, then I realized I'd left my umbrella somewhere. When I went out into the street, it was raining heavily.
It has been raining since early morning today.
It wasn't the rush hour. There wasn't much traffic in the street. But I couldn't take a taxi. To crown it all, I slipped on the pavement and broke my glasses. Suddenly, words fail me.
That's all right.
You're here anyway. All's well that ends well.
And yet I'll tell you all about it on the way to the museum.
This is what Russell told us on the way to the museum.
It was raining heavily as I was walking towards the metro station. There were very few people in the street. The road was slippery. Just as I was crossing the road near the metro station, a car came round the corner. It was travelling very fast at the speed of 80 to 90 kilometres. It was clear the driver was having difficulty in controlling it. Suddenly it hit a lamppost and turned over. At once I ran to the car. No doubt the driver needed help. I tried to help the driver, but I could do very little. The man's eyes were closed. There was a lot of blood on his face. Then I saw a young woman. She hurried into the station. She phoned for an ambulance while I was taking care of the driver. A lot of people gathered around the car. Militiamen arrived a few minutes later and asked me a lot of questions.